Hey everyone, Leo Weston here, and welcome back to the Dopamine Reset Protocol. Ever feel like you're running on fumes? Like your energy levels are constantly dipping and you just can't seem to get ahead of the game? Well, let me tell you, you're not alone. We live in a world that constantly demands our attention, pushing us to be more productive, more efficient, more, more, more. But what about taking care of ourselves? It's easy to get caught up in the whirlwind and forget that our well-being is the foundation for everything else. That's why today we're diving deep into creating a self-care plan that actually works for you. No generic tips, no fluffy advice, just practical steps you can take to recharge your batteries and live a happier, healthier life. Think of it like this. You wouldn't put gas in a car without checking the fuel gauge, right? Well, our mental and emotional well-being are just as important as our physical health, and we need to be mindful of refueling those tanks regularly. So, let's get down to brass tacks with 5 key takeaways that will help you craft your own personalized self-care plan. First things first, know thyself. What truly nourishes you? Is it a good book? A walk in nature, a steaming cup of tea, or maybe catching up with your favorite people? Take some time to reflect on what activities bring you joy and leave you feeling refreshed. Second, set realistic expectations. Self-care isn't about becoming a superhuman who does everything perfectly. It's about finding small ways to prioritize your well-being amidst the chaos of everyday life. Start with 1 or 2 things that resonate with you and gradually build from there. Remember, progress over perfection is always the name of the game. Third, schedule it in. Treat self-care like any other important appointment. Block out time in your calendar and make it non-negotiable. Whether it's a 30-minute yoga session or an hour dedicated to reading, put it on the agenda and stick to it. You deserve this time. Fourth, say no more often. Learning to decline requests that drain your energy or compromise your well-being is crucial. It's okay to set boundaries and prioritize what matters most. Think of it like airplane safety. You need to put on your own oxygen mask before helping others. You can't pour from an empty cup, right? Finally, be kind to yourself. Self-care isn't about achieving some ideal version of yourself. It's about nurturing your mind, body, and spirit with compassion and understanding. Celebrate your successes, forgive your missteps, and remember that you are worthy of love and care. Now, let me paint you a picture. Imagine Sarah, a busy working mom juggling 2 kids, a demanding job, and trying to keep up with the Joneses on social media. She's constantly running around, feeling stretched thin and overwhelmed. Sound familiar? Well, Sarah decides she needs to make a change. She starts by carving out 30 minutes each morning for yoga, even if it's just stretching in her living room while the kids are eating breakfast. She learns to say no to extra commitments that drain her energy and makes time for an evening walk with her partner, disconnecting from screens and truly connecting with him. Slowly but surely, Sarah begins to feel a shift. Her stress levels decrease, she sleeps better, and she has more energy to enjoy the little things. See? Self-care isn't about grand gestures. It's about those small, consistent actions that add up over time. So, remember these key takeaways. Know what brings you joy. Set realistic goals. Schedule self-care into your day. Say no more often and be kind to yourself. Creating a self-care plan isn't about becoming perfect. It's about making choices that nourish your well-being. Start small, be consistent, and watch the magic happen. You deserve to feel energized, fulfilled, and happy, so go out there and make it happen. Don't forget to share this episode with a friend who could use a little self-care inspiration, and leave us a review if you found it helpful. Until next time, Keep resetting your dopamine and living your best life.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.